The Saline County Career Center's DECA chapter received a recent four-figure financial boost. According to a news release on March 6, DECA received a $1,000 donation from ConAgra Foods, which is to be used to support the program. Reportedly, 22 members of DECA are competing at the DECA State Career Development Competition that is being held now through tomorrow at the Weston Crown Center in Kansas City. International competition will be held during April 20th through 25th in Atlanta. A Lincoln, Nebraska man was injured in a rollover traffic crash in Cooper County yesterday. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as 22-year-old Bo Morgan reportedly lost control of his northbound vehicle on a snow-covered roadway. The vehicle traveled off the left side of the roadway and overturned. While the driver reportedly was not injured, a passenger in the vehicle, 22-year-old Colin Mesh, who was reportedly not wearing a seatbelt, told authorities he would seek his own treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened at about 11 a.m. on Missouri Highway 5, 1/2 mile north of Mile Corner Road. Two Kansas residents suffered injuries in a traffic crash in Lafayette County on Sunday. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 19-year-old Costa Batericos of Burlingame reportedly traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck the cable barrier, returned to the roadway, traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck an embankment, and went airborne. The driver, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, and 16-year-old passenger Aaron Batericos of Carbondale reportedly were transported by Higginsville EMS to I-70 Community Hospital in Sweet Springs for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened at about 8:40 a.m. at the 52.6-mile marker on I-70. Two Harrisburg residents sustained injuries in a head-on traffic crash in Boone County on Sunday. According to a report from the Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 24-year-old Cody Mordica of Harrisburg reportedly crossed the center line of the roadway and struck an eastbound vehicle driven by 20-year-old Alexander Tobergen Maglio of Kirksville. Each driver reportedly suffered serious injuries, and a passenger in Mordica's vehicle, 22-year-old Alexandria Carney Jackson of Harrisburg, sustained moderate injuries. The injured persons reportedly were transported by ambulances to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment. Mordica and Carney Jackson reportedly were not wearing seatbelts. The crash happened just before midnight on Highway 124 east of Bruce Lane. The Salisbury R4 School Board is scheduled to meet later on this afternoon. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to consider approval of the 2018-19 employee health insurance renewals and certified salary schedule recommendations. There also is a closed executive session on the agenda to discuss employee matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:30 in the boardroom. And the Higginsville Board of Aldermen is scheduled to gather for a special session meeting this evening. The agenda says the board will call the meeting to order and then go into closed executive session to discuss legal, real estate, and personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to start at 5:30 at City Hall at 1922 Main Street. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.